It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now listen, I just saw you do a handstand on your skateboard. I saw you play football, I can't even say them all, play the drums. Where did you get all this sort of, I guess, mostly a feeling of limitless? In other words, not feeling limited. Where did you get that?
Thank you, Ann Curry.
Good job.
Ann Curry would not be doing what Tara did a moment ago.
Not well.
I don't think you'd see it. There wouldn't be a chance. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We've got the Hollywood Hot Sheet coming up. And also, while you're listening to that, you can win two seats to a private screening of the one movie I'm excited about. I'm not excited about Indiana Jones.
No.
I am excited about this movie. This is a private screening of The Strangers. That's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Gallery Place, Stadium 14.
It's a great theater, too.
On 7th Street in Northwest. So be caller 100 right now, 877-365-3636. Get on the line, and you will win two seats to your private screening of The Strangers. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Time for the Hollywood Hot Sheet.
Yeah.
Here he is, the man that gets scrutinized by all of our listeners. Buzz, don't let him get to you.
All right.
Buzz, you have to understand one thing, you see.
Yes?
Women want to be with you, and men want to be like you.
Yes.
And you're always going to be suffering the slings and arrows of that.
Yes.
So don't worry about it.
Some men want to be with him, too.
Some men, the like-minded, perhaps one of the three interns. I haven't determined exactly who it is just yet.
I'll draw you a note.
Yes, of course.
Hey, want to buy Tony Soprano's suit?
No.
No?
Look at this suit. It's sweat. I was smaller than I've gotten fat.
Don't you want to look like a really good mobster, though?
A really good mobster. Who has to look? Hey, did you have Tara in here?
We did.
Yeah.
Did you see Tara?
Do you see the palm tree tattoo?
I did.
Yeah, it's Jesus very nice.
How long has she been working at Bada Bing?
Bada Bing, about 2 years. That's how long before they get burned out.
Uh-huh. Of course, you know, he's not really, Tony's not selling the suits. It's James Gandolfini that's selling the suits.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
I didn't properly open the door. Let me do that
right now. Please come in, Mr. Gandolfini.
So appreciate that.
Hi.
May I take this opportunity? I'd really like to say greetings and happy birthday to Joe Ardinger.
That's very nice.
Really a fine chap.
Appreciate that.
Fine chap and Godspeed.
Tony, are you still in here?
Yeah, he's over in the corner. Would you like to speak
with him? I was wondering what his opinion of Joe Ardinger was.
Godspeed. FM!
Really?
FM, come on. Who wants my suit anyway? I got to go. F you and your families, too.
So long, Tony and Jim. 24 outfits worn by the character Tony Soprano on the HBO hit are being auctioned off by Christie's in June. James Gandolfini is selling off the clothes to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Good for him.
That's the group that helps American soldiers injured in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Good for James Gandolfini. I know he's been very involved in that.
HBO is showing that documentary he made again.
Yeah, he's a good guy. That's the one where he just basically does a bunch of interviews with the servicemen, right?
Yeah, and I just got this IM from CK, our program director, our absent program director.
Yes. I think it's very interesting that CK is no longer here, yet Cameron Gray, the former program director, roams the hallways.
Is here.
Yeah.
Very, very curious.
On a day that we have cake, burritos, and strippers, Cameron decides to come by.
What is CK saying
CK
as I
says,
am?
What is this nonsense I'm hearing about putting Drab in charge? I did not, all capital letters, I did not put him in charge, all caps, no chance.
You know, I'm going to give Drab some credit, because if he was BSing us there.
He did a good job.
He did a fantastic
Nicely
job.
Nicely played.
Well, Beth Ann McBride, I guess your fears haven't been realized. Drab is not in control. She's nowhere to be found.
I'm sure she's pleased.
Right.
Oh, this is sad. The guy who whistled the Andy Griffith Show theme song has died. He's also the guy who wrote it.
But it gave us a wonderful idea for something on the show. We're going to do something we did years ago. Mm-hmm. We'll have the TV theme song competition.
That'll be fun. We love those.
And that's you know what's great about that competition?
What was that?
Is nobody can cheat. Nobody can do that. No, you know, because you're going to hear it, and then you got to think on the fly. And there it is. I was thinking about
Earl Hagen.
Also Dick Van Dyke, right?
Yes.
Oh, we got all the songs coming up.
Mod Squad, I Spy, Gomer Pyle, That Girl, so many others.
Oh, my God. Who's Gomer Pyle's?
Gomer Pyle's Stand By.
Oh, yeah. You'll love it and you'll recognize it. It's a great theme. Naturally, it has a military sound to it.
I said to Rob, I'm up at the office, and I said to Rob, you know, we ought to do a TV theme show where we, you know, I just have people guess which they are. I said, do you have some of those?
Only about 400.
About 400.
More than 400.
Oh,
oh, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
But I want to hear the announcer.
Yeah,
I like the announcer.
Let it establish.
Gomer Pyle, USMC.
No shows have announcers anymore.
No.
Starring
Jim Neighbors. Hi there.
Frank Sutton.
Also starring Frank Sutton as Sergeant Carter.
Was it Ronnie Schell?
Ronnie Schell.
Yeah, Ronnie Schell.
That's a good show.
The Buddy.
Man, that guy really was prolific. And then that would be the
card.
Transition.
Yeah.
Theme.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today's episode, Find the Hamster.
The VD.
Sergeant Carter. And the hilarity ensues when Sergeant Carter, what is this?
That Girl.
Oh, That Girl. Let's listen to this one, too.
Do you remember Saturday Night Live did That Black Girl?
Yes.
There was also, maybe the first season.
You turn it up a little bit.
So it had lyrics.
What's the guy's name again?
Earl Hagen.
Earl Hagen.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say Ted Bessel.
He wrote these and so many more.
And, of course, the greatest, I think, that we all love is the theme from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes.
Look out for that ottoman. Matthew McConaughey's brother, Rooster McConaughey. I thought I'd pause there.
Are you kidding me?
No, would I make a thing like that up?
No.
I do, Rooster.
Young man's name is Rooster. Rooster McConaughey.
Now,
Matt's
I knew
brother.
I thought he had a brother that, like, worked around here. As a matter of fact, like, was a pretty powerful guy.
He's our intern.
no, this guy, I think that place where I played golf.
Really?
I think that was, one of their members was, like, a powerful guy
was
related to him. And I don't know whether it was a cousin or a brother. I thought it was a brother.
I hate to derail, but CK has sent another missive.
Oh yes, okay.
I replied, who is in charge then? He screams back, me! My reach is long. I'm not on vacation. I'll be on my cell and computer a ton. So nobody's in charge except Chris.
He does have a reach.
We really need to take advantage of this. Now, if he's down on the casino floor, now he said he's going to be in his room the whole time. If he's got computer access, then he'll be listening.
In his room with showgirls.
What are you doing, Chris? You want to come down to the casino?
Busy.
Still?
Busy. You ought to IM him back, or we ought to call him and say that Cameron has taken over.
I would send it right now.
All right, Cameron is taking over.
Oh,
go ahead, Buzz.
We're having fun. Mm-hmm. Rooster McConaughey will star in an upcoming reality series called Black Gold on True TV. Used to be Court TV.
Rooster McConaughey. Does he look anything like Matthew, or do we know?
We don't know.
Okay.
We'll find out. The show will follow a group of oil prospectors in Texas. Rooster doesn't work in the oil fields, but he has a business that supplies the pipes for the drills. Black Gold premieres June 18th.
Rooster. Anybody named Rooster's okay with me.
I sent him a message that says, Cameron Gray has seized the reins and assures you that he is in control.
Cameron,
all is well.
Cameron, get Cameron in there. Open the door, Rob. See if we get... Poor Rob, I'm making him run like a SOB today.
Cameron!
Cameron Gray.
Oh,
former program director. Cameron, you're aware that... take a microphone.
Sure.
Yes. Sit but briefly.
Oh, he has a reply already.
I'll just lean over.
All right, what is... now, you've said that Cameron has taken over here. What does CK say?
CK says he's okay with that as long as he doesn't put Rosenberg back on the air.
CK? Who? Are you who do we speak?
You remember that kid?
Are you responsible for Rosenberg?
That's a yes.
I liked him, but I was also responsible for The Hideout, which I take much pride in.
Ah, very good. Oh, the Hideout, boy. Yes. Good show. Cameron comes to us. You're working at XM now?
I am at XM Satellite Radio.
You're not going to last in here very long.
You have to pay for that, right?
Cameron, for those
you
of you...
You can listen online for free.
For those of you around the country, he was our program director, and it's just very interesting that he shows up on the day that CK is far,
honest
far
to God,
away.
I had no idea. Yeah. I really did not.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
And you expect me to believe that?
I was in town for a medical procedure.
So how's everything going? You were married, right?
I just got married last year.
And you're still married?
I'm still married.
Happily?
Very happily married.
Very nice.
Thank you. Just bought a house in Northern Virginia. Having a good time.
Great time for that.
I know. I was always good at timing.
Choose I never thought of you as being like a married guy. You know, being
I still don't.
You were a noted cocksmith. And, it's just amazing that you've settled down. Any children in the future?
She has a daughter from a previous marriage, and that's enough for me.
Oh, very nice. Cougar, huh?
Same age, you bastard.
Cameron Gray, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is. Congratulations.
Good to see you. That's a good way. When you want to end an interview, you have the guests call you a bastard.
That's right.
That's the way to do
that's
it.
That's how you know it went well.
Only better way to do it is have your producer say, go to hell.
I love that, too.
All right. Where were we, Buzz?
I was about to tell you about the lovely Kristen Dunst.
She went to rehab, as you may recall.
I do like, which is the website that calls her Kristen Drunkst?
I think
it's Perez.
That's Perez.
It?
Yeah.
Well, she has a word or two about that. She says she went to rehab for depression, not for alcohol.
Really?
She wants to clarify this. She'd like you to know that's why she went, not for a drug or alcohol problem. Depression. Kristen checked into the oh-so-trendy Cirque Lodge in Utah. She says, quote, I was struggling, and I had the opportunity to go somewhere and take care of myself. I was fortunate to have the resources to do it.
So I guess the next thing you know, you're going to have celebrities like go up to the front desk at those rehab centers and go, what are you checking in for? I'm nervous.
That's true. I'm also losing weight because I have sore feet.
That's it. We'll put you in the rehab.
Thank you.
Got a call about Rooster McGonaghy.
Oh, good.
Let's go to Nick in Maryland. Nick, what do you know about Rooster?
Hey, you're going to have Buzz verify this because it's not going to sound right to you, but Rooster
He's
named
autistic?
His son.
He's autistic. That was the last newscast.
He named his son after his favorite beer.
Rooster beer?
No, Miller Lite.
I don't understand.
You're
losing me, Nick. What are you talking about?
Look it up. That's what he named his son, Miller Lite.
Rooster McGonaghy named his son Miller Lite.
Correct.
Okay, now I get it. All right, very good.
Now we're
clear.
Well,
you know, because we're going to spend the rest of the week researching Rooster McGonaghy.
That's right.
We'll confirm that story, see what's going on.
Anyway, Kirsten Dunst says, depression's pretty serious and should not be gossiped about it. That's probably a slam at Perez Hilton.
Yeah, why not?
She says, there's been a lot of misrepresentation about what's been going on in my life.
Okay.
A band that claims Miley Cyrus stole one of its songs has invited her to perform on stage with them for comparison purposes, apparently.
And, of course, did you see the promo for the Nashville Star? Is that what it's called, Nashville Star?
Yes, I've seen that.
You know, God, when did the whole Cyrus clan get hit
over
by the Lucky Stick? Jesus. I mean, if that is not an advertisement for the dumbing of America.
They're everywhere.
And that, did you see the other son?
No, I haven't seen
the
other son.
The other son's a rocker, Buzz.
Oh, that's good to know.
He's got the sleeve of tattoos, and he's got the pierced lip.
Wonderful.
Yeah, good stuff.
I look forward to seeing more of the Cyruses.
The Cyrus clan.
A Los Angeles band called Lustra is crying plagiarism against Miley Cyrus. They say the Hannah Montana song Rockstar is a ripoff of their tune Scotty Doesn't Know.
Which one is this? Is this the original?
This is Lustra.
This was in the
Scotty
movie Eurotrip.
Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him
gotta wait for the hook, right?
Actually, not on this one.
No, to see if it's plagiarism or not.
And you have Rockstar also by Miley Cyrus.
Let's compare, shall we?
Hannah Montana, as she sometimes calls herself.
Yeah. It's the same song they're saying?
Wait till they sing.
When Miley Cyrus going on 45 years old.
Awfully close.
I mean, you know, we do this a lot on the show. Very close.
Very close.
Dangerously close. Conspiracy!
So the band Lustra is inviting Miley to join them on stage during their gig tomorrow night at the Viper Room so audiences can decide for themselves upon hearing the two songs.
I'm for that band. I think if they had it first, that's their song.
And listen to this. It's the theme to the Mod Squad.
Who wrote it again? I forgot.
Earl Hagen.
Earl Hagen, yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, great. So on this one, they're all running down the street.
Everyone's in a hurry.
Yes. Now, the guys in Lustra are not just picking on little girl here. Quoting the guitarist, we don't want anything other than credit for the music we worked so very hard on.
Amen. I'm with him.
We don't believe for a second that Ms. Cyrus knew what was happening, and they say she was probably only following instructions.
You know, there's another song that Lustra wrote that it's not a ripoff song. It's
really?
One of their originals, but it's my favorite. Listen to this one.
Oh, no!
Everybody shout, let's love the red song.
Lustra.
Are you sure this isn't Hannah Montana?
Good luck with the Seattle Mariners tonight. Thank you very much. Oh, that's right. We got to wrap it up, folks.
Fenway Park. Lustra in the Viper Room tomorrow night.
Very good.
Patrick Swayze, by the way, says he's responding well to cancer treatment.
Yeah, one of our best guests ever, and I hope he Godspeed, and I mean that sincerely, Patrick Swayze.
And coming up in the final buzz, the new tell-all book on President Bush. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We will come back in just a few and talk to the creator of the movie Google Me. This is a guy that actually Googled his name and made an entire movie out of it. We're very excited to talk to him. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.